It might be one of the richest and most powerful cities in the world, but Washington also has one of the highest rates of homelessness in America. The latest figures show the numbers have increased almost one-third in the past 7 years. It seems incongruous to visitors that the parks around the White House are home to so many destitute. This winter is set to be costly for the city. By law, it has to offer shelter to people when the temperature hits zero. North America correspondent Lisa Miller reports from the American capital.
It's Saturday night and downtown the restaurants are full and the crowds are filling the basketball stadium. But just a block away, dozens of homeless people wait for buses to take them to shelters.
It gets very cold at certain nights. It does. Feel like 20 below, stuff like that. Almost feel like Wisconsin.
Who has dessert?
Further down the road, Tahira Kabir is feeding another 20 people in a park near the White House, a family tradition.
Our mothers, and they started it, so us as the children, we just took up behind where they were and we just bring our kids.
How long have you been coming here personally?
The last 5 years.
And have you noticed changes over those 5 years to the numbers that you're feeding?
Yes, the numbers actually grow every year. We feed about 150 or so people.
Key Kellum is devouring the chicken and beans.
Are you worried about the cold weather coming in?
Yes, I mean, who isn't?
What are you going to do? How are you going to look after yourself?
Find a corner that doesn't have wind and hope I don't die until morning.
Jennifer McLaughlin laughs at the things she's done to avoid being on the streets.
I had to, like, ride on a bus to keep warm, and I had to come up with clever ways to survive out here.
On a public bus?
Yeah. Yeah, I would, like, go out and drive, like, way out Maryland and come back to D.C., just stay on a bus to keep warm.
With your son?
Yeah.
Washington's homeless numbers have increased 29% in the last 6 years. It's one of the few cities that by law must offer shelter to people when the temperature drops below freezing. But community organiser Michael Stoops from the National Coalition for the Homeless knows some people won't go.
If someone doesn't want to go to a shelter for whatever reason, they will give that person additional blankets and check on that person on a regular basis. And we have lost fewer people during the winter than in years past.
A lot of people do end up in hotels.
The shelter system in this country is designed primarily for single people, which makes up the largest number of the homeless population. Families are generally put, if they're lucky, put into a non-crime-infested hotel.
Washington expects to spend $3.2 million on hotel beds this winter, but Michael Stoops despairs at the number of people still living on the street.
You know, I'm still waiting for the first president of the United States or the first lady of the United States to walk across the street and introduce themselves to the homeless people that are living in Lafayette Park. And when you think about it, here in Washington, D.C., the closest neighbors to the president are homeless citizens who are living outside.
It's hot chocolate. Did you want one?
It's dark, and Tahira Kabir is serving the last of her meals.
Because it's, when it drops in the teens at night, it's really hard.
And this is really going to be the start of winter. It's cold tonight,
yes,
isn't it?
I'm freezing.
She heads home to get warm, knowing others aren't so lucky. This is Lisa Miller in Washington for AM.